silenced, as evidenced by the variety of topics from differing historical eras which are in this recording. Their words live on, and their advice for having a deeper and a richer experience of life is here for you to listen to and apply. This collection is a compendium of the wisdom from those topics and times, and what I feel those wise and creative thinkers are telling us now about how to create deep inner spiritual change. In a sense, those of us who now occupy planet Earth are in many ways connected to all of those who lived here before us. We may have new technologies and modern conveniences, but we still share the same heart space and the same energy or life force that flowed through their bodies now flows through ours. It is to this mind picture and shared energy that this recording is dedicated. What do these ancestral scholars, who we consider to be the wisest and most spiritually advanced, have to say to us today, here and now? Their observations of life's greatest lessons are in the prose, poetry, and speeches which they left for us to read and listen to. Though they lived in a separate time with quite different living conditions, they still speak to you and to me. In essence, these brilliant minds of our past are still with us in the form of their words. I have chosen to highlight many of our ancestral teachers, all of whom command my admiration and respect. They are a diverse group representing ancient, medieval, Renaissance, early modern, and modern times from all around our world. Some lived into their 90s, and others died in their early 20s. Male, female, black, white, Native American, Far Eastern, Middle Eastern, scholars, soldiers, scientists, philosophers, poets, and statesmen, they are here, and they have something to say to you personally. I have chosen each piece in a way that explains how these noble masters' works might benefit you directly, here and now. Each contribution is designed to speak to you personally, with specific suggestions at the end of each short essay as to how you can implement their lessons in your life. It is my intention to provide you with insights from some of our most esteemed teachers that you can apply rather than learning their poetry and prose and passively concluding, well, that's nice for a literature or a humanities class, but that was then, and this is now. I recommend that you listen to each selection with an openness to the idea that these towering minds share the same divinity and life force as you do, and are talking to you directly in their own unique language and art form, and that you are going to apply their wisdom to your life beginning today. When you have completed this recording, use it as a reference guide. If you need a boost in patience or mercy or kindness and meditation or forgiveness or humility and leadership or prayer or anything else covered by our ancestral masters, then listen to that contribution. Work at applying the specific recommendations. Let your life be guided by greatness. To me, this is the way to teach poetry or prose or literature. Let it come alive. Let it shimmer in your mind, and then take that inner awakening and put it to work. All of us are deeply grateful to those who make life throb to a swifter, stronger beat. These great teachers from the past have done that for me, and I encourage you to apply this language of the heart from the wisdom of the ages to your life. God bless you. Pythagoras once wrote, "Learn to be silent. Let your quiet mind listen and absorb." And during the 1600s, Blaise Pascal wrote these words, "All man's miseries derive from not being able to sit quietly in a room, alone." This is the only piece in this collection of great contributors in which I have elected to highlight two writers on the same subject. I've selected two men whose lives were separated by over two millennia, both of whom in their own times were considered to be the most knowledgeable in the rational fields of mathematics and science. Pythagoras, whose writings influenced the thought of Plato and Aristotle, was a major contributor to the development of both mathematics and Western rational philosophy. Blaise Pascal, a famous French mathematician, physicist, and religious philosopher who lived 22 centuries after Pythagoras, is considered to be one of the original scientific minds. He is responsible for inventing the syringe, the hydraulic press, and the first digital calculator. Keeping in mind the left-brain scientific leanings of these two scientists, listen again to their two quotes. Pascal, "All man's miseries derive